ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 9 Detachment from all that is material. Shloka 10. Vase bahunam kalaho bhaved varta dvayorapi eka eva vased तस्मात् कुमार्या इव कंकणः। वासे बहुनाम कलहो भवेद् वार्ता द्वयोरपि एक एव वसे तस्मात् कुमार्या इव कंकणः। वासे बहुनाम कलहो भवेद् वार्ता द्वयोरपि एक एव वसे तस्मा कुमार्या इव कंकणः। वासे बहुनाम कलहो भवेद् वार्ता द्वयोरपि एक एव वसे तस्मात् कुमार्या इव कंकणः। Matajis, word to word meaning, vase, inner residence, bahunam, of many people, kalaha, quarrel, bhavet, will be, varta, conversation, Dvayoho of two people. Api even. Ekaha alone. Eva certainly. Vaset one should live. Tasmat therefore. Kumaryaha of the young girl. Eva like. Kankanaha the bracelet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When many people live together in one place, there will undoubtedly be quarreling. And even if only two people live together, there will be frivolous conversation and disagreement. Therefore, to avoid conflict, one should live alone. As we learn from the example of the bracelet of the young girl. The purport is little big than usual. Certainly we will read complete one, but still. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakri Thakur has given a nice example in this regard. Because the young girl mentioned in this story had no husband, she had to fulfill her duties as a host by removing her bracelets so that each wrist held one bracelet only. In the same way, the process of Gnan Yoga or spiritual advancement by philosophical speculation demands that the speculating sages live alone without any other association. Since Jnanis have dedicated their lives to speculation, there will undoubtedly be endless argument and quarreling on technical points if many Jnanis live together. Therefore, to keep a peaceful atmosphere, they must live alone. On the other hand, a king's daughter who had been duly married to an aristocratic prince fulfilled her duties to her husband by dressing herself attractively with innumerable ornaments and approaching him for love. Similarly, the goddess of devotion, Bhakti Devi, decorates herself with the innumerable ornaments of the Vaishnavas, who come together to relish the sweet sound of holy name of the Lord. Because pure Vaishnavas do not intimately associate with non-devotees, it may be said that they reside alone, and thus they can also fulfill the purpose of this verse. There cannot be any quarrel among pure Vaishnavas because they are all on the real platform of desirelessness, not wanting even salvation or mystic power, what to speak of sense gratification. Because they are all devotees of Krishna, they may freely associate with one another for glorifying the Lord, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-34. Naikatmana me spruhati kechin mat pada seva bhirata madat iha ye anya tato bhagavan bhagavataha prasadnya sabha jayante mama paurushani. A pure devotee is attached to the activities of the devotional service and who always engages in the service of my lotus feet never desires to become one with me. Such a devotee who is unflinchingly engaged always glorifies my pastimes and activities. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur has commented on this verse as follows. The young girl in this story kept only one bracelet on each wrist so that there would be no noisy conflict among the bracelets. Similarly, one should give up the association of those who are not devoted to the Supreme Lord. This is the actual lesson to be learned. A real Vaishnava is always pure and faultless in character. However, in those places where non-devotees congregate, there will undoubtedly be envious criticisms of the devotional service of the Lord. And those who falsely attempt to analyze reality without the supreme personality of Godhead will create much disturbing noise in the name of philosophy. Therefore, one should remain in those places where the supreme Lord is properly worshipped according to the Vedic standard. If everyone is dedicated to the glorifying of the personality of Godhead, Krishna, there will not be any impediment in mutual association. However, in a place where people have many different purposes, besides the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, social dealings will certainly be disrupted. One should therefore avoid the association of those who are inimical to devotional service. Otherwise, one will be frustrated in achieving the spiritual progress of life. One who always keeps himself in the company of devotees of the Lord is actually living alone. If one lives in a community where the only consideration is the pleasure of the Lord, then one can avoid the contradictory situations caused by many persons competing to satisfy their own material desires. This is the lesson intelligently understood by the Brahmana from the bracelets of the young girl. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya quotes the following. Asad jnani tu samvaso na kartavya kathanchana yavad yas yavad cha bahubhi sad jan janehi satu mukti daha. One should not under any circumstances live with those who are not devotees of the Lord. On the other hand, one should stay with many devotees because such association awards liberation. Hare Krishna. Big purport and many points. Let's see what we can discuss. Hare Krishna. So, Omadnyanti Mirantase, Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurud Militamena, Tasmai Shri Guruvena, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinami, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharini, विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. वी हैव लर्न्ड और हर्ड मेनी पॉइंट्स इन दिस पर्पट एंड वी माइट बी ऑल्सो डिस्कसिंग सम sensitive and confusing points to clarify us from the confusion. So what we hear basically is that one should stay alone. Why? As per this shloka, when many people stay, what happens? Kalaha, disagreements, arguments. And even when two stay, what happens? Privileged talks, prajalpaha. So it is suggested here that better one should stay alone. If it wants to maintain the peaceful atmosphere for pursuing Krishna consciousness. And which is certainly true. If we stay alone, there will be peacefulness. Most probably there won't be any kalaha. I mean, how can we fight with some stones or walls or if or woods or forest? And there will be no disagreements. There may be over peace that we may fall asleep also. But still, the peace will be there at least. And which is correct. And it may appear that we can chant nicely in such a peaceful situation. Especially in Brahmachari Ashram, sometimes when we are chanting, there's anxiety. And when I was, like when new Brahmachari or even afterwards, there's a position called service in charge. I don't know what they call it nowadays. But still, what it is. So anxiety was whether the service in charge is looking at me. Because when he is looking around, he is looking for some Brahmadesh to catch and give them service. So when we stay in a group, it may happen. So we may feel, oh, we when we stay alone, it will be very nice, peaceful. But at the same time, in this purport, or if we see many prayers in Bhagavatam by Sant Tukaram, he says, na lage mukti dhan sampada santa sanga dehi sada. Tukaram says, I don't want liberation, I don't want money, wealth, I want association of devotees. Dhruv Maharaj, I assume, I am not exactly, but he, I don't remember his exact prayers, but he prays. Dhruv Maharaj is there, and he got the darshan of the Supreme Lord within 6 months. What a wonderful thing. Within 6 months, he got first inside, and the same Lord was there when he opened the eyes. And he's praying to the Supreme Lord that please always keep me in the association of devotees of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada writes, once somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada has written this statement in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like verbal things may be there or not, or books are will be always there. So he has made this point even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that even if there are no pure devotees, we should still remain. Now sometimes we may say, I want to stay only with pure devotees. Because with pure devotees is like bliss. And with other devotees, you all know what I mean. There is no need to explain what it means. So with other devotees, there are so much conflicts, problems, misunderstandings, acquisitions. And especially as the Kali Yuga is progressing, we are seeing this all around us. So I want to stay only with pure devotees. That some devotees, sometimes they dream or they think like that. But Srila Prabhupada has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita as an eternal statement that even if there are no pure devotees, we should stay in the association of devotees. And here, we have heard in today's purport, and we have already many times heard these explanations like this. I may not repeat those examples today, but they are fitting over here. Like when there is one center and concentric circles, then there is no conflict, but different centers and then the waves clash. So in the association of devotees, there is one center, that is Krishna. But people feel, or devotees feel, or sometimes it is reality, that the situation is not as peaceful even in association of devotees. We should not hide the reality. It's like ostrich who hides the lion and puts its. But then here it is said, in the association of devotees, there are no impediments or disruptions on dealings, social dealings, and etc. All these points are there. So sometimes you may think, let me stay alone. It's very confusing. There is risk in both staying alone and staying with devotees. And Bhagavatam is full of all these examples. Today I am going to give examples only from Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and like that. So there are a few examples from Bhagavatam where I would like to quote that how staying alone is also not suggested. Although it is mentioned here by this in this chapter that one should stay alone. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says this is more specifically for jnanis who are speculating and like that. But we see great devotees or advanced on the path of devotional service. One was such yogi was Shobari Muni. Now what a degree of aloneness he was staying. He was underwater, where most population is not going to go there. Means even if you go on sometimes I am telling some things of the truth, ashram life. Sometimes when a devotee is very tired, he wants some good rest, he find out some corner here and there, and they just go and crash down over there. Even I oneself was distributing books in a bus party. We are in Roha, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu and few other devotees were there. And in the noontime, we are inside a company. And in the noontime, I was feeling very tired and wanted to take some rest. So if I sleep anywhere inside the bus, certainly I will be woken up. For some service, that is not wrong. So I went on the top of the bus. Because our bus was under the tree shade, it was very nice shade and airy. So I went on the top and had good rest for 2-3 hours and then I came down. So
like but what can be more away from devotees than Shobari Muni under the water? We came to this point because of Shobari Muni. What can be more away, like in this ashram term, no service in charge, is going to look for a devotee to give some service inside the water tank, under the water. No one is going to be there. But Shobari Muni went there. And we all know, means I think all of you have come here, I have come here before quite a few times. So even there, he was meditating and he saw two fishes together and he got disturbed and all these things followed. So, yes, there is some sort of peace when we stay alone, but it won't be always very conducive for spiritual life. Yes, there is some sort of peace, agreed. Certainly there are no conflicts, no disagreements, no difference of opinions, no sometimes feeling somewhat hurt and like that. Another example was, as we say, there are nine stages of advancement of spiritual life, adau, shraddha, tata, sadhu, sang. So we have the case of Bharat Maharaj. We all know. He was on the level of bhav, eighth level, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. And he had just to attain prema bhakti. On that level he was, but he was alone. We are mostly on the level of Shraddha or Sadhu Sangha or whatever it may be. Anarthani Vritti. Bharat Maharaj was on the level of Bhava Bhakti. He was having spontaneous emotions and spontaneous crying of tears and all this still while chanting of holy names and doing worshipping the Supreme Lord. But because he was alone, where there is peacefulness, he was alone in Pula Ashram, in Gandaki Nadi. In Himalayas, in the midst of a valley, where also very less people are going to come and disturb you. Almost no disturbance on this level, what we have in a city or in a ashram or in a society, in a building or whatever it may be. So he was staying over there and absolutely nothing. He was bhav bhakti, means certainly no desires of attraction of opposite sex or wealth. He had already given that up. He was a king with beautiful wives, wealth, treasury, X, Y, Z, everything. And he had already overcome that attraction and given that up. But he was alone and Maya Devi worked a trick and presented him a baby deer. And he again, yes, he perfected his life. But he again had to wait for few lives, few births. So, one is just like, in Hindi there is some saying, either khai or either like something. So what we should do? Shall we stay alone? Then we don't have good examples. And if we stay in devotees, it is said here, or association of people, we hear, vase bahunam kalah dvayor api. Even if two stay, there is frivolous talk. Many stay, then there is kalah, disagreements. And we may say, we sometimes all feel somewhat disturbed because of some disagreements between us and other devotees. Even in the present age, in the best of society and like that. But what I would conclude studying all the cases of Srimad Bhagavatam is somewhat disturbed. It may not be the perfect one. Certainly it's not a wrong one, but it may not be the perfect one because it's my own personal conclusion. But still, if we see, here it is said, means I am not contradicting the statements of Bhagavatam, but in one way it is said here that amongst pure devotees, because they live together for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, social dealings will certainly not be disrupted. There will be no disturbance. But if we see Bhagavatam, Chaitanyamrita, there are disruptions, misunderstandings among the dealings of very, 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 very pure devotees. So what we should make out of it? We'll take few examples of that before we come to conclusion part. But then there are so, it's just like what we cannot imagine, such types of disruptions are there. And both are like acharyas or parampara acharyas or energies of Supreme Lord and like that. Those who have got darshans of the Supreme Lord, in their life, not life, बिटवीन सच डिवोटीज ऑल्सो देर आर समटाइम्स एक्सटर्नली मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग. तो हिंदी में कहते हैं हम किस खेत की होली है. सो बट वॉट वी शुड लर्न फ्रॉम ऑल दिस दैट इज मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट. फर्स्ट वी शुड नो द रियलिटी. इफ यू स्टे अलोन द रियलिटी इज देयर. इफ यू स्टे इन अ ग्रुप ऑफ पीपल और डिवोटीज व्हाटएवर यू कॉल इट देन देयर द रियलिटी वासे बहुनाम कलह वार्ता द्वयोरपी. एंड वी हैव गुड एग्जाम्पल्स. आई विल बिगिन विथ लेस सीवियर वंस टू हाई मोर सीवियर वंस. आई हैव फ्यू ऑफ देम ओवर हियर. हरि बोल. इंक्रीजिंग इंटेंसिटी. सो वन थिंग आई देयर मेनी एट लीस्ट थ्री फोर ऑफ देम. वन थिंग आई रिमेंबर बिकॉज आई स्पीक भागवतम्स हियर एंड देयर. सो दिस स्टोरीज कम्स एंड व्हेन आई थिंक और व्हाट यू कॉल इट कॉन्टेम्पलेट दैट सम अदर दैट कॉन्टेम्पलेशन हैज मेड मी थिंक लाइक दैट. सो वी रिमेंबर द मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग बिटवीन चित्रकेतु महाराज एंड पार्वती. सो व्हाट आर देयर लेवल ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. पार्वती इज लाइक द एनर्जी ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. ऑल्दो शी इज डूइंग द रोल ऑफ बहिरंगा शक्ति बट स्टील सी पार्वती. लॉर्ड शिवाज वाइफ. लॉर्ड शिवाज द बेस्ट बेस्ट वैष्णव एंड हिज वाइफ इज ऑल्सो द बेस्ट वैष्णवी. हर नेम इज वैष्णवी इन वन वे. शी हैज मेनी नेम्स सो वन ऑफ देम इज वैष्णवी. सो शी इज सच अ ग्रेट डिवोटी. शी इज ट्रेवलिंग विथ हर हजबंड हु इज इक्वली ग्रेट डिवोटी. And Chitraketu Maharaj is equally great devotee because he also performed some tapasya and within few months he had the darshan of Supreme Lord Shankarshan. So even after a devotee has a darshan of Supreme Lord Shankarshan and while he meets Shiva and Parvati there is a bigger misunderstanding. And to what degree of misunderstanding? Not to a degree that service inchas gives some seva. You become a demon. The misunderstanding level is you become a demon. It may be because of correctiveness, out of love of mother, whatever it may be. Chitraketu Maharaj was cursed to become a demon, Vritrasur. We all know that. Certainly, he did not forget Krishna. That part apart. But the point is, sometimes we think, or actually this is a trick of Maya for all of us. I want to conclude in that way. Sometimes when such things happens, no? We should not get disturbed. Because Maya has many tricks. And if you remember a few weeks back, a month or two back, His Grace Advait Chandrapahu, who was in Bombay before, but now he is staying in Dallas or somewhere in that part of US, he gave a very wonderful story of four tapasvis. I'll tell short in that, because that is relevant over here. The four stories of wonderful tapasvis was, in short, I will like fast forward. The four tapasvis, they decided to have Maun Vrat one day and they went and they all sat in a dark cave and they said, we'll have Maun Vrat till as long as it goes on. And in the morning they went and they lit a candle because it was too dark in the cave. And all were sitting, doing dhyan, Maun Vrat. After the evening went off and the darkness came again, the candle finished and it went off. And first one opened his eyes to look, it is again dark and candle has gone. He said, oh, candle has become off. It's darkness. So he lost his vow of Maun Vrat. He spoke. The second one, he said, oh, you broke your vow. But in that, he broke his vow. And the third one, he said, why are you both disturbing me? So he got angry, but he broke his vow. And the fourth and the final one, he said, ha 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 ha. You all lost and I have won. But in that, he also broke his vow. So, Advaita Chandrapahu made a very good conclusion from this. These are four disruptions on our spiritual path. I'll summarize them shortly because I have to discuss few other points, not repeat the same story. The first point was he got disturbed or distracted because of external changes of situations. Something has happened. Like, I'm standing in Prasadam line, eagerly waiting for gulab jams to be on my plate. And when I reach, just two people before me, the gulab jams get over. And they disturb us. Or sometimes we see, oh, that person got two gulab jams and I only got one. So these are disturbances, external disturbances which can happen in our life and which can cheat us from pure Krishna consciousness. Then second person was, he was always comparing. Devotees are, this is a very, very, very big trick of Maya if devotees have this comparing mentality. Second person says, hey, you spoke, I did not. So such people, the second type of devotees or people are more focused on what others are doing than what I should be doing. Like, oh, he's sleeping in japa. And what you are doing? You are looking who are sleeping. So he's not, oh, what is, so such second type of people are more focused on others' fault or whatever it may be, others' action than our own. And third type of, see, these are now increasing distraction, what I observed. If we pass the first distraction, then we'll go on the, first we'll be distracted because the circumstances disturb us. Then we'll be seeing all what others do. And third will be anger. Hey, I am a focused person. You are disturbing me like that. And the fourth one, the final one is the pride. Oh, all of you are not so good. I am good. So, similarly, Maya can sometimes present distractions in the form of some disagreements among devotees for others to fall away from devotional service. But we see here, yeah, that is what I think it is like that. Otherwise, it is stated that disagreements cannot happen between pure devotees. But then I don't think Chitraketu, Maharaj, Parvati are something less than pure devotees. Either has to be true. Either Chitraketu, Maharaj and Parvati are less than pure devotees, or we see at least apparently distractions are happening between pure devotees. And we see some more examples. To what a degree? Five Pandavas, they are very together. They are always together and they remain together. But still, when the question of dealing with Ashwatthama came about, we all know there was a big difference of opinion. Draupadi was saying, maybe we should not kill Ashwatthama. Although her five children were killed, and Bhima was immediately very eager. He said, nothing less than killing him. Nothing, anything in between. Yudhishthira was thinking, what should we do with dharma? And Krishna was just smiling over there, making Arjun the more bewildered. So we see all the five Pandavas and Draupadi were good devotees, excellent devotees. But we see one is saying, kill him immediately, right now, nothing less. And Draupadi is saying, don't kill him. So this is the reality which cannot be denied. Pandavas also, and many other examples we can see in the lives of Pandavas like this. Then I heard this from his guest Gaurang Prabhu's class. He said, even on that level we can be misunderstood. And he was giving the story of Indradumna Maharaj meditating. He became Gajendra. Gajendra was delivered as Supreme Lord himself. And Agastya Muni, who is also no less a Vaishnava. So Agastya Muni comes over there, Indradumna Maharaj is meditating. He is meditating on the Supreme Lord. He is such a great Vaishnava that he has given up his kingdom, wife, wealth, family, money, power, army. And in the forest, he is meditating on the Supreme Lord. And Agastya Muni comes and he is not welcome. And Agastya Muni says, what he says in Bhagavatam, it is there, 8th canto, 4th chapter. What he says, this king Indradumna is not at all gentle. If we are doing some japa and someone comes and says, Prabhuji, we'll try to give so many excuses. He is not at all gentle, low, uneducated. He has insulted a Brahman. And therefore, the entire region of darkness, and may he therefore enter the region of darkness and receive a dull body of an elephant. So, what he got these results for? For giving up his kingdom, renouncing his kingdom, and meditating without any disturbance on the Supreme Lord. And the result was, you become an elephant. And not only become an elephant, you are dumb, you are uneducated, you are low, you are inserted a Brahman. Certainly, that's what makes a devotee. The reaction of Parikshit Maharaj, the reaction of Indradumna Maharaj, He welcomed the curse, accepting it as a desire of Supreme Lord. And he accepted the body of Gajendra in the next life. So we discussed about Chitraketu, Draupadi, Bhim, and then Indradyumna Maharaj. Then in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear, sorry, today pointing out such incidences only, but I thought is somewhat relevant to the verse. We hear all devotees were eager to have a darshan of Rath Yatra. And Lord Chaitanya had taken part. He was dancing very beautifully with like few circles, Nityananda Prabhu in the first circle, and another circle, and another circle. And we all know this story, I will tell in short, that in the second circle was Srivas Thakur. Who is Srivas Thakur? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. He is Srivas Thakur. No one can be less pure devotee than that. And King Pratap Rudra, can he be not a pure devotee? And King Pratap Rudra is trying to take darshan of Lord Chaitanya, and Samudra Srivas Thakur is coming in between. And naturally, the servant of Pratap Rudra, Hari Chandan, his qualification of devotion is not mentioned, but still, he is trying to little bit make Srivas Thakur aside gently, so that Pratap Rudra can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. And Srivas Thakur gets disturbed. And what he does? He turns back and slaps Hari Chandan. And Hari Chandan goes, Pratap Rudra cools him down. You are fortunate to get a touch of. But then somebody may ask, how can Srivas Thakur do it like that? How can he do it? Just somebody pushed him and he slept. If we do, then I don't know what will happen. So somebody may ask, how can Srivas Thakur, one among the Panchatattva, Narad Muni, how can he act that way? But he acted that way. And it is said, amongst pure devotees, Pratap Rudra is his less pure devotee. Tava kathamrutam tapta jivanam. Lord Chaitanya embraced him, gave him special mercy. And still, something happened over there. So we should understand, or we should try to see everything in togetherness, which we'll conclude in the last section of this today's class. But then, going further, I would like to tell a bit that will be like a little story in little more detail, which is like much more distractions or disruptions in devotees association, and they are all pure devotees. They are all from Golok Vrindavan. We see, I am going to tell the story of Shyamananda Pandit. Who are the people involved? So, taking this occasion, his appearance or disappearance was a month or two back, month and a half back. So, I'll tell his life also in detail. And then we'll conclude the today's section after hearing this story. What we can learn or how we should understand and adjust all these things in our life. But I'll discuss Shyamananda Pandit's life also. So, he was born to a parents named Krishna Mandal. And they are from a not very high class or rather a lower class of family. But still, and before birth of Shyamananda, or Dukhi also name was, but before his birth, the parents had many children. And all of them died in infancy. All of them died in infancy. So when this boy was born, they named the boy Dukhi. So that is just their understanding. They thought, when the Yamraj or Yamdutas come and hear his name Dukhi, they'll feel, okay, let him live. They will not take him immediately. Hearing his name Dukhi, to understand we are all very Dukhi because of death of many children. So anyway, he grew up, even though which is not a natural for his family members or people from his class, he had a very sharp intellectual memory. He had a great tendency or affiliation towards worshipping the Lord and remembering the shlokas and all these things. And seeing that his parents allowed him to do what he wanted to do in his pursuit of spiritual life. Although he was a Sanskrit scholar also since birth, although that is not what his family members did, but his family members said, okay, and since birth only he was fixed that my guru is Hriday Chaitanya and I want to surrender to life to him. And Hriday Chaitanya was staying at that time in Ambika Kalna. He was a disciple of Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit is Subal Sakha in Vraj Leela. And he had come and he has become Gauridas Pandit in Gaur Leela. He studied in Ambika Kalna. And if you know, Lord Chaitanya personally stood there for the deities to be card. And then he said the same deities. We'll discuss that further. So Dukhi, initially the parents said, but how you will go over there? He said, no problem. Many people keep on traveling, Bengal, Orissa. So when a group goes, I will go with them. And now we are grown up to 12, 13, 14. So seeing his desire, some group of people going, his parents allowed him to join with them. And he slowly, after this difficult walk, he first met Abhiram Gopal Thakur at Khanukul Krishnanagar, received his mercy and blessings. And then he went to Ambika Kalna, and it was a famous place, Gauridas place. He asked and immediately went there. He first went and met Hriday Chaitanya. So before going ahead and discussing this story and our today's topic, we'll see that Hriday Chaitanya, who is Hriday Chaitanya? He is certainly a disciple of Gauridas Pandit. But just to think of what are his glories. Hriday Chaitanya was like Gauridas Pandit, Gaurnitai, where he was worshipping Gaurnitai. And at that time, the real Gaurnitai, means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, had come at Ambika Kalna. And they were having tremendous enthusiastic kirtan. The kirtan was so enthusiastic on the banks of Ganga that the deity Gaurnitai, they just jumped off the altar and went and took part in the kirtan. And then what happened in the kirtan? There were two Gaur and two Nitais. And the kirtan became more ecstatic. And here Gauridas Pandit, he wanted to go to kirtan because worshipping the deities. He could not. And he saw altar, no one is there. And he understood the Gaur Nitai had gone to the bank of river for kirtan. So he took a stick to bring them back. And he ran behind them with the stick. And Gaur Nitai became very afraid of Gauridas Pandit. And they found this devotee is a very advanced devotee. And they hid in his heart. And because Gaur Nitai or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, hid in the heart of this devotee, he was called Hriday Chaitanya. So he was such a great devotee. And Dukhi Krishnadas went over there. He surrendered his life to him, took his shelter, and he got the name Krishnadas. So he became Dukhi Krishnadas. So then for a year or two, he learned everything from Hriday Chaitanya, whatever he had learned from Gauridas Pandit. And after 2-3 years, he asked permission from Hriday Chaitanya to do a pilgrimage. He went to many, many, many places of pilgrimage, even where generally Vaishnavas or Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't go. He went to all those places of pilgrimage, and like Amarkantak and others. And then he came here. He again came to Orissa. And from Orissa, he met his parents and again went to Hriday Chaitanya's place. Stayed there for a year or two. And then he asked for then Hriday Chaitanya told him, he heard that in Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami has started some Vidyapit type of thing for students who are very advanced. So Hriday Chaitanya sent Dukhi Krishnadas with a letter of recommendation. So these things are there always. Sometimes VTA, there is letter A, letter B, I don't know. So many letters are there. So here they sent him with a letter of recommendation, Hriday Chaitanya's letter of recommendation for Dukhi Krishnadas to admit it in Jiva Goswami's institute. And they came over there and Jiva Goswami was very happy. Already Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya was there. And he said, now the dream of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fulfilled. All three of them come together. And then they started staying there and under the guidance of Jiva Goswami, Dukhi Krishnadas was advancing. He was doing Raganuk Bhakti, daily cleaning that Nikunja, Kanaka Kunja it is called as. And we all know the stories that happened. So I'll make this story a bit fast because most of you know this story. So he went there. And he learned everything from Jiva Goswami, all the Sandarbhas and all the other Gaudiya Vaishnava books. And while performing Raganuk Bhajan, he was daily advancing and getting more and more deeper into the spiritual ecstasies of devotional life. He was constantly crying tears. Sometimes he would go into trances. He would daily do his seva of cleaning that Kanak Kunja, Kalpa Kunja Kutir in Vrindavan. He would clean that. And while doing that, and that place is actually a place where Radha and Krishna very often come to perform their Ras Lila pastimes. Or so once they came, Radha, Krishna, many gopis, and it is described in detail how the dance of gopis and Krishna went on becoming more and more ecstatic, more and more music beats were increasing, and they were dancing in and out like that. And while doing that, purposefully, internally but externally, by mistake, Radharani's Nupur ankle bracelet fell off. And then all, she knew, but still she wanted to give mercy to Dukhi Krishnas in that way. And all of them went. And next day in the morning, Dukhi Krishnas came to Broom, the Kunja, and he saw some bright light. And he was searching and he saw wonderful bracelet. And somehow he just touched it to pick it up. He, just by touching that bracelet of Radharani, he felt great ecstasy and like that. And he fell unconscious. He got up. He was just chanting Krishna, Radha, running around. Then he calmed. He started thinking, who is this bracelet is there? It's something from another world, not from material world. At that time, Radharani called Lalita Devi and told that, oh, I think I have lost my bracelet in that Kunja yesterday night. Please go and bring it. So Lalita Devi disguised herself as a elderly lady, elderly woman. And she came and she saw Shyamananda cleaning and asked, hey, had you find the bracelet over here? No, she did not say that. She said, oh, you know, did you find a bracelet over here? My daughter-in-law, she is a bit careless in nature. Daily she goes to get water from Yamuna. And I think she lost it over here. So if you have found, please give me. I would like to return it to my daughter-in-law. Well, Dukhi Krishna Das, he was understanding this is not from this world. So he said, oh, please tell me from where you are. Then only I will return it to you. So he said, oh, we are from Kanoj Brahman family of Vrindavan who stay nearby. So please give it to me. He said, no, but I doubt this bracelet belongs to you. I think it is from the spiritual world. No, I will come with you to your village and show this bracelet to nearby people. Neighbors, and if they agree this is belonging to your daughter-in-law, then only I'll give. Not a proper proposal because there was no village where Lalita Devi was sitting, saying like that. Then ultimately, he said no, but this is ultimately from Radharani. So having the proposal of Dukhi Krishna to go to the village, Lalita Devi agreed, oh, you are correct. This is the bracelet of Radharani. And your understanding is correct. No, you give it to me. When Dukhi Krishna says, yes, I will give it to you. But please reveal who you are. No, you both agree that this is the bracelet of Radharani, not of some Kanoj Brahman family. But who you are, that I want to know. Then she just first told in Dukhi Krishna's ears that I am the most dear servant of Radharani, Lalita Devi. Then he said, no, please give me the bracelet. So Dukhi Krishna Das, he said, I will give you, but I want to see your divine form, not an old lady form. Then she said, I can show you my divine form, but you cannot bear it. It will be so intense for you to see. She said, yes, I am not qualified to see. It will be very intense. But by your mercy, I can see. So you first give me the mercy and then give me the darshan. Dadami buddhi yoga, dadami diva chakshu, like that. So ultimately, she agreed. He told him to close form and seeing that form of Lalitadi, he was more in ecstasy. Ultimately, he returned it and like that, the story goes on. And then, before going, Lalita Devi took that bracelet. He just looked like this, like we do arti. And she said, now because you have given pleasure to Radharani, your name will be Shyamananda. Shyama is the name of Radharani. And she touched the bracelet to the head, like a small dot appeared as a tilak mark. And she said, this will be a permanent tilak mark. The lotus feet of Radharani in two lines, one way, and a dot. And your tilak will be called as Shyamanandi tilak. He said, but don't tell this to anyone in Vrindavan, what has happened now. You can just tell to Jiva Goswami. That's all. So, and actually, before Lalita ji came, he had used a spade to hit that. He said, if I keep it, someone will steal it. So, hit that Nupur in the ground. So, So when Laita came, he took that nupu and took that spade, but that spade had turned golden. So now he went to meet Jiva Goswami, Siksha Guru, but carrying a golden spade is not a good idea. So he hid that golden spade under his cloth. But still, Jiva Goswami could notice that today he is under great ecstasy, tears are coming, his color has changed to golden, like Lalita and Radha. He said, please tell me what has happened. And he could also see some golden spade under his cloth, which is not there with him on a regular basis. His demeanor has changed, his physical appearance has changed. And all these things happened, and ultimately Lalita has warned him, took a promise that he will not tell this to anyone except Jiva Goswami. So he came and told everything to Jiva Goswami. And Lalita Devi told that if you ask, then tell everyone, by the mercy of my guru, who? Hruday Chaitanya. This, my name is Shyamananda. He came and told my name in dream and placed his feet, and I got this tilak. And that's what they told to everyone in Vrindavan. Now, I want to go ahead. What's happened next? Lalita Devi, Shyamananda has happened. Let me. So after this, all of Vrindavan, see, all are Vrajvasi Mahans, and who are involved parties? Jiva Goswami, his Guru Manjari. Hruday Chaitanya, in whose heart Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hid. I don't think any one of us are somewhere near to that. Hruday Chaitanya, Jiva Goswami, and Shyamananda, who got direct mercy of Radharani. And then, in the Vrindavan, the word spread, hey, this person has changed his tilak. And he is having some new name. How come? He is already initiated by Hruday Chaitanya and his name is Krishna Das. How come Jiva Goswami is doing this mistake of giving initiation again when he is already initiated? It seems that Jiva Goswami is overstepping. So this is for Jiva Goswami, who is Guru Manjari, directly from spiritual world. Still, such talks are happening amongst all the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. And some Vaishnavas started developing a terrible attitude towards Jiva Goswami. He is behaving wrongly, not Vaishnava etiquette. Nonetheless, Jiva was steady in his reputation to keep Shyamananda's secret, even at the risk of his own reputation. And in spite of the absence of WhatsApp and email, this news from Vrindavan reached Bengal. Haribol. Such news, some other material world, such news reached faster and more eagerly to various places. And Hruday Chaitanya heard it. He got furious. Hruday Chaitanya, who knew that Chaitanya Prabhu hid it, that advanced devotee, he said, how come Jiva is obscuring my relationship with Dukhi Krishna Das? I only sent him to get him studied, and now he has accepted, given him a new name, new tilak. He called five of his main disciples, Hruday Chaitanya. He said, go to Vrindavan and find out the truth. And if this is the truth, ask Dukhi Krishna Das, has he attained Krishna by doing this? And if he says yes, tell him we all will come and do that the same. And he said, take a letter. He said, if Jiva Goswami starts arguing with you, don't argue, because he is still, whatever he has done, he is a great Vaishnava. But you show him my letter and ask for an answer. So these five disciples of Hruday Chaitanya came to Vrindavan and directly to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami welcomed them and confronted them. He said, there is some doubt that you have initiated a disciple of Hruday Chaitanya again and named him again, go different name. And Jiva Goswami said, no, actually it's not the case. I can never think of giving initiation. What to speak of initiation is more advanced than me. And whatever has happened, he has got the name of Shyamananda and Tilak, but that is only by the mercy of his guru Hruday Chaitanya, who had come in his dream. And he said, if you don't agree, you can ask Dukhi Krishna Das, Mr. Shyamananda, or other Vaishnavas of Vrindavan. They said, no, we believe your word, Jiva Goswami. We just wanted to confirm it from you. So he said, whatever you have told me, all these things, you write to us so that we can show it in letter form to our guru Hruday Chaitanya. And Jiva Goswami did that. And they met Shyamananda again, and he also told the same thing. And these disciples took the letter to Uday Chaitanya in Bengal. Uday Chaitanya read the letter and he says, take a minute. So they came back with the letter of Jiva, and the letter, Uday Chaitanya read the letter of Jiva Goswami very thoroughly. And he said, oh, Jiva Goswami is twisting the facts. I never appeared in the dream of Shamananda. At least I don't recollect that way. And if I don't recollect, there is no dream, is not truth. Is the dream to be reality, or the reality in front of us is to be reality? I have given initiation, that is reality. Uday Chaitanya is saying like that. It's not my word. It is mentioned over here. I have no remembrance of such a dream. This dream is only a figment of imagination. It has no reality. Shall we let a dream contradict what we see in this world? Only if we have lost our minds, we can do such a thing. It is fools who place more stock on dreaming state than the wakeful state. And he said, no. Uday Chaitanya says, no, I will collect all the mahantas, all the 12 gopalas. And he collected a party of around 100 Vaishnavas to go and find out what is reality. And while he was moving, they went by the house of Gaudiridas Pandit. Some of his disciples joined in to do mediation between the two parties. So the thing knew like that. And they all came to Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami welcomed them and all these things. And immediately Shamananda came and offered obeisance to Uday Chaitanya. Uday Chaitanya is sarcastically asking his disciple, to whom you are doing dandavat? So he said, I am doing to you only, Gurudev. He said, your relationship with me is with your name and tilak. And no, because that is changed, our relationship is over. So all these things happened. To cut the story in short, they both said, no, it is nothing wrong. He has agreed, done correctly. And then the challenge was done. That they will write a name, Shamananda, on his heart. And the devotees will try to rub the tilak. And if both of the name and the tilak are gone, then the wrong deeds of Dukhi Krishnadas will come to the fore. And they said, no, we'll all assemble at Vamsi Vat on the banks of Yamuna for his final judgment. And they went. And all the mahantas, they asked Dukhi Krishnadas or Shamananda, please tell honestly if you agree your mistake here of getting initiation again from Jiva Goswami, this group of mahantas can dissolve your sin. They are telling Shamananda like that. You agree, be honest. If you agree here, you will be dissolved of your sin. But if you don't agree and remain persistent, then there will be no hope. He said, no, Uday Chaitanya is the only my Lord and Master. They said, please think and answer. They said, okay, give me some few moments. And then he sat into deep meditation. And in this meditation, he went in the robe of that his form of gopi and sat outside the house of Radharani crying. Few gopis were going in. They saw he crying. They told him, Lalita, please see what is happening. But Lalita Devi was making tambula for Radharani. He said, I can't give up my service and go in. Call him in. So he came and there was Subal also had come over there in Radharani's house. And so Radharani told Subal, you are Gaudiridas Pandit. His disciple Uday Chaitanya. Solve the matter in the proper way. Solve this thing. So see, in Golok Vrindavan this is happening. Radharani is telling Subal that solve the matter here. Our Prabhuji has many such matters in Maharashtra preaching. And he solved the matter in the proper way. So Subal said, tells this Kanak Manjari that don't worry. You go and accept the challenge of the name and tilak. But when they start rubbing, actually Lalita Devi has given one special mantra to Shamananda at that first time. So that he can anytime have darshan of Radharani. So they say, when they start rubbing the tilak and the name, you remember Gauridas Pandit and start chanting that mantra. And he was in meditation. Mahantas are in front. And Jiva Goswami and some devotees also come. Jiva Goswami could understand what's happening. And as they understood what's happening, they knew he is going to win and they started doing loud kirtan. So see, two parties. Bengal Mahantas, Jiva Goswami, Shaman in between. Gauridas Pandit disciple for mediation. And then as he started doing kirtan, he came out of his trance. I said, no, you can take up the challenge. If I am true, my name and tilak will not go. All the mantas came running. Even Uday Chaitanya came running. running in the sun, not running, came and started scrubbing the name and the tilak. Initially it appeared to go, but then Shamana started chanting name of Goridas Pandit loudly and that mantra in his mind. And again the name and the tilak came more better than before. Hari Bol. These are Hruday Chaitanya, Shamananda and Jiva Goswami. So how to, now we'll come to in 5 minutes. I know I'm a little over time, but in 5 minutes I'll summarize what we can learn from all these stories. Because these stories we all knew. This is nothing exactly new for all of us. But basically what I learned, I learned two things, which is somewhat related to yesterday's Dwarkadish Prabhu's class. He said, what we observe and see things in whatever we are tuned into. If we are tuned into something, we'll only learn those things from that. So, what we learn is, these are a part of material world. We are staying in material world. It's just like my native place is near sea coast and there are a lot of salt pans. In Marathi we call it mithajar. In English we call it salt pans. So, if you just walk through the salt pans, just do nothing, your body gets a complete layer of salt, little, small layer. Just if you walk through them, it's in the air. The salt is in the air. If you go and touch, that's a different thing. They're all salt drying up and salt heaps. If you just walk, it's just happening. So, in material world, such things will happen in some way or other. Although it should not happen ideally, but such things will happen. As we see so many cases, Chitaketu Maharaj and Pandavas and XYZ and maybe few more. And we should not expect, we should expect that they don't happen. All the social dealings are not disrupted. We can accept that way, expect that way. But sometimes they will be disrupted. Even in case of very advanced devotees. But what we can do is we should learn to not divert our focus and just focus on that. Oh, it happened like that, it happened like that. We should keep our focus fixed. Of such disruptions are temporary. They may be very severe, like the one we heard, the last one, where it was accused of not being sincere to your guru, and guru is himself accusing. It's a very, very serious misunderstanding. Some other misunderstanding that Ashwatthama should be killed and not killed is okay. But here guru himself is accusing disciple of what is not done wrong, and Jiva Goswami, and there are two parties and all these things. So such things sometimes will happen. But what we should, like Dwarkadish Prabhu said, focus. Our focus should be not on such things. Like we heard the story of Advaita Acharya, story told by Advaita Chandra Prabhu about these four distractions. So we should not be distracted by these external things. See, actually, as I understand personally, such incidences are a distractions of Maya for us. For devotees, they are not distracted by lust, greed. They are not distracted by some eatables or some opposite sex. They are not distracted by even pride, position, wealth. Mayadevi's job is to somehow get them distracted. And for some devotees, she will use such incidences to get them distracted. That is what way we should look at such incidences, that these are nothing but. And many, we see sometimes some incidences distract many devotees. Oh, it happened like that. I will give up devotional service. No use. Even during that time they could have done, oh, Jiva Goswami is accused this way. Why to continue devotional service? We don't read something like that happening. But some new devotees or even immature devotees might get distracted by such Maya's tricks. And what I personally feel is we should not be disturbed by such incidences happening even in group of devotees, which should not ideally happen, but we should be disturbed that I am not able to chant attentively. That should be a bigger cause of our disturbance. We should be disturbed. Oh, yuga itam nimeshena chakshusha pravrusha itam. We should be disturbed when tears will come into my eyes when I chant holy names of God. That should be the real cause of our disturbance. Not these things which are a part of material world. In material world, such things will happen. And as it is said, but what is more important is to be not affected by such incidences, but transcend, learn to neglect such incidences and remain focused on our goal of life. We should be more disturbed that I am not able to develop humility than disturbing that there are some misunderstandings between devotees. We should be more disturbed. We should be more, see, it's our, like Dwarkadhish Prabhu told yesterday, we should be more focused, or we should be tuned in to develop, I know it's a high statement, but still, that should be our aspiration, to develop Raganuk Bhakti, rather than tuned in to what this devotee says to that devotee, and what devotee says to this devotee. As Dwarkadhish Prabhu said, we are tuned in into what we are. So let some devotee say something to another, let me focus on how I can develop the highest levels of devotional service. If we are not on that focus, if our tuning in of this material world will get disturbed, and certainly then such incidences will become distractions of Maya Devi for us. So I end here. Certainly what I spoke is beyond my realization. Some senior devotees like Gopinath Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu, or someone, or any, actually all are senior devotees for me, they can give some comment. Gopinath, please, some last. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.